Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. And you're listening to the Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and we're going to have an interesting show today where we're going to talk about several local events and things happening in our area. I want to start by mentioning that last night at the city council meeting, we bid farewell to the management team of Lisa Hagberd and Ben Kafferling that have been here for 19 months. Can you believe it? It was almost not far from 2 years that they've been here helping transition from the old city to the new city and the dissolution of the Sandy Township. And they announced and introduced Mr. Joe Fleming, who is our new City of DuBois manager, who's coming here from St. Mary's. And a couple things very positive to say about Mr. Fleming is that St. Mary's was very sad to see him go. So that speaks volumes about he must be a quality guy. And he comes with a unique situation where St. Mary's, don't forget, St. Mary's consolidated with Benzinger Township to become the City of St. Mary's, and they have done a fine job over the last, gosh, it's probably been 30 years. So that has gone well, and he comes with that knowledge and the history of St. Mary's becoming a city and consolidating. And they also have the interesting distinction of, I believe, they are the second or the third largest city area-wise. We certainly can't compete with population with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, but they are huge in area-wise, and now the new City of DuBois also, with the geographic area that Sandy Township had, they are now in the top five area-wise. So there is a big transition there, and hopefully Mr. Fleming is going to be able to come in and help very positively transition us as we continue to adjust to being the new big city of DuBois. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back to talk about our local events.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
We're back, and if you just joined, I'm Pat Shea, the host of today's Contact Show, and we're talking about local events. And right now, we have the Sykesville Ag and Youth Fair that has been going on all week, and it's going to continue with lots of events for today, Friday, and Saturday. Today, as the show ends at 9 a.m., they're going to have a horse show, and they're going to have Bartle Baugh Amusements there with their fun rides, and they're going to have balloons by Balloon Legends, and they're going to have a concert by Vinyl Rush at 6:30, and then from 6:30 and again at 8:30, they're going to have a Foam Fun Zone show, 7 o'clock go-kart racing, and RC car racing, which ought to be very interesting, especially for the kiddos. Then they're also having a bull ride tonight, and they're going to have something called the Sea Lion Splash that sounds very interesting. Friday, they're going to continue to have the Bartle Baugh Amusements with their rides. They'll have the balloons again, and they're going to have a soft rock and oldies band, Almost Mulberry. And then they're going to have the Demolition Derby, which is always exciting. I've always enjoyed watching cars crash as safely as possible. And who doesn't like to see that? That is at 7 o'clock Friday night. Tickets, I believe, are still available. And you're welcome to attend the Sykesville Fair. They will wind up Saturday. And their last event is going to be a school bus demolition derby. And that's something every kid that ever rode a school bus is probably happy to see. So take your kids to see the school bus demolition derby. Throughout the day, they're going to have motorcycle and ATV racing. From noon to 3, they have what they call the kids fair, which they're going to have stuff really designed especially for kids. They're going to have a balloon artist, a activity booth, the Foam Fun Zone show with the Sea Lion Splash. They're going to have a DJ playing music that hopefully kids like. And they're also going to have characters dressed up to meet and greet. So it'll be very entertaining for the kids. And there's free admission and free carnival rides for all kids 12 and under from Saturday at noon to 3. So take your kids on down. And that is one of the rare opportunities where you get to entertain your kids for free. With everything being so expensive as it is today, that should be something everyone with a kiddo ought to go to. Can't beat free. Of course, all the kids will want snacks and drinks, but that'll be cheaper than having to pay tickets for all the rides. And then I wanted to mention Community Days. I want to congratulate the City of Dubois Fire Department Parade Committee that was overseeing the Community Days. They had a very successful Community Days, tons of people. My kids were there all day. My wife helped cooked in one of the booths, and her booth sold out for 2 days in a row. They sold all of their food, so you can't beat selling everything. So that was very successful for them. And you know what, folks? I heard nothing negative. So that must have been a wild success when we don't hear any negative gossip. That's one thing that I'm hoping to see less of in our community. And I am hoping that we have a lot of positivity going forward. Certainly, if something needs to be addressed or something needs to be said, that's appropriate. But I'm hoping for lots of positive activity in our new city of Dubois. And I'm excited to see the new city manager take over and move us in a positive direction. We've got lots of new people with a new focus, and let's support them and help move forward. So lots and lots of stuff going on in the area, and there's no reason for us to not have something to do over the next few weeks. Summer is always a great time, especially if it doesn't rain, and we've got lots of stuff to do. I also wanted to mention we have a big event that is going to take place at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, and it's going to be June 25th, 26th, and 27th. There's going to be a 3-day Freedom of Rock Fest. It's our own version of, I'm drawing a blank.
Woodstock.
Yes. The Freedom of Rock Fest. It's our own mini Woodstock. They're going to have 12 professional bands that have all been sponsored by local businesses. And it's going to benefit local breast cancer patients. And as you probably all know, breast cancer remains one of the top killers of women today. And we all would love to see a cure for breast cancer, but those suffering from it often have to miss quite a bit of work and have lots of treatments, and they end up having a lot of extra expense when they're getting their breast cancer treated. So it's phenomenal that everybody can get together for 3 days and listen to these 12 bands, and you don't often have that much live music to fill 3 days. And of course, they're also going to have vendors and food available. We all like to eat as well as listen to music. So they offer a 3-day pass, which is quite a bargain. They're going to have daily passes available. And they also have camping available. If you have a tent, they'll let you pay to camp in your tent for all 3 days. They have RV with water and electric hookups, and they also have primitive RV hookups available, which just means it doesn't include the water and electric, but many of today's RVs are self-contained. So they're having some very popular bands that comprise the 12 that will be performing live. I'll quickly run through their names. On Thursday, they're going to have four bands. The first one is Route 88. The second one is Good Juice. I guess I should mention who's sponsoring them. The Route 88 band is going to be sponsored by Long's Oil and Lube Express of Dubois, Plyler's Oil and Lube Express of Brookville. And then after the Route 88, which starts at noon, the 3 p.m. band is going to be Good Juice, and they are sponsored by Wildwoods Bar and Grill. Then at 6, they're going to have the Compassionate Care Nursing Fund 2 for Flinching band. And then at 9, the day will wrap up with, and I'm sorry if I butcher this name, Dew Level. It's a band sponsored by the Toasted Monkey Restaurant and Tavern of Clearfield. So all day long, music events from noon till 9, and 9 is when that last band is starting, so it's probably over around 11 or just before midnight. So if you love rock, you can't miss this event. Then on Friday, starting at noon, there's a band called Dark Water Duo and Company. They're sponsored by Epic Pizza, followed by 3 p.m., a band by the name of Splatter Jack, and Humphrey Charcoal of Brookville is going to be sponsoring them. At 6 p.m., there's a band called Andango, sponsored by the Dubois Harley-Davidson. And then at 9 p.m., they're going to wrap up with a Queen tribute band called Simply Queen. That is sponsored by Bill Yum's Good Eats, Cooney Lawn Maintenance, and TLC Tax Service. So Friday is another full day of music. Four bands performing starting from noon, and the last performance starts at 9. Then, of course, Saturday will be the wrap-up day, and they also have four bands. Starting at noon, they're going to have a band called Local Beef, and they're going to be performing what they're calling Unleash the Beef. That's sponsored by PA State Representative Brian Smith from Punxsutawney. And at 3 p.m., the band Fuse, which is sponsored by Lifespan Family Services, our local foster care and adoption agency, will be sponsoring that as a family fun event. At 6 o'clock, they're having an Ozzy Osbourne tribute. Everybody loves Ozzy, and the band is called The Land of Oz. So that should be a very interesting band, sponsored by Reese Consulting and Contractor Services. Then the last band of the day starts at 9, and it is a Kiss tribute band. And my best friend growing up was the world's biggest Kiss fan. He had lots of memorabilia and used to dress up as Gene Simmons with all the makeup, and he bought an expensive Halloween costume that he would wear every year to show his love for the Kiss band. They are sponsored by the One-Stop Convenience Stores. And we have One-Stops throughout our area, and they have wonderful macaroni salad. I enjoy eating their macaroni salad whenever I can. So the Freedom of Rock Fest is going to be hosted in general by Kurt Johnson Auto Sales and Service. And again, the proceeds are going to benefit the local breast cancer patients and help fund their needs. It's going to be at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, which is at 146 Strishock Lane in Brookville. I had spoken to Brad Blackwood, who's one of the main organizers of the event, and he mentioned they're going to have signage to help direct people there from the interstate and Route 28 and 322. So wherever people are coming from, there'll be some great signage for them. So please help support this effort. It isn't often in our area that we can have something similar to our Woodstock event that was so famous from the 60s and has been attempted to be replicated. But you can get your camping there. They'll have food for you to eat, and you'll have 3 days of 12 bands performing popular live music. So you can't beat that. Well, we're going to go to a commercial, and we will be right back. Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066. Welcome back to The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host. And if you just joined, we were talking about events coming up with the Sykesville Fair and the Freedom of Rock Fest that's going to be our local equivalent of Woodstock with 12 bands performing over 3 days. And you are able to camp with a tent or take your RV. Of course, you have to pay for it. And they have both a daily pass or a three-day pass if you want to be totally immersed with all 12 of their bands. And we also mentioned the departure of the management team of Ben Kafferling and Lisa Hagbird, who have been co-managing the city for the past 19 months, and the introduction of the new city manager, Joe Fleming, who brings with him lots of experience from the city of St. Mary's, and we mentioned about their prior consolidation with Benzinger Township. One thing I'd like to wrap up with is for our Treasure Lake friends. Treasure Lake, many of you may not know, has grown to the point where there's about 5,000 people living at Treasure Lake. And because it's a private community, they don't have a city council or borough council or supervisors. They have a board of directors that are elected by property owners in good standing. We say property owners because anybody that owns a lot or a campground lot or the people that operate the timeshares are able to vote in this election. This year, we have eight people of different backgrounds and a passion for trying to make Treasure Lake better. And I would encourage all of you that are property owners at Treasure Lake, including myself, to really read about these eight candidates and pick what you think are the best three. They will be helping operate Treasure Lake for 3 years. It's been an honor for me to be on the board of directors of Treasure Lake. I am just completing my first year. So until next month, I am the youngest and newest board member. And it has been very interesting to learn the intricacies of how things are funded at Treasure Lake. I had lived and worked there in the mid-80s through the early 90s, and it's incredibly different. At that time, we had a developer that paid for all the expensive stuff, the marina, the country club, the ski lodge, the any repairs that needed done to the lake and most of the roadways. And they had pretty deep pockets because their focus was to sell lots and timeshare units and the campground. And when they left, they turned over all of the amenities to the property owners. So when I lived there before, we had an assessment that was about 10% of what it is today. But the property owners were only responsible for about 10% of what we are today. So unfortunately, when you have a community that is very much like a public community with roadways and ditches and water drainage and things, it takes money to operate. So it's very important that everybody looks at the resumes that you were provided of those eight people, and they have pictures of all eight so you can look at them and see who you're the most comfortable with. But please do vote. Every vote counts, and it's important that you look at those that may have the best experience, background, and education to give the best service to the Treasure Lake community. That election can continue through June 30th, and the winners will be announced at the mid-July annual meeting. So don't forget to check out those eight candidates and vote. So folks, you got the Sykesville Fair right now. Next weekend, you have the Freedom of Rock Festival. And again, congratulations to our firemen on a resounding success of the 2026 Community Days. Thank you, folks, for listening. Have a great day.